Since the dawn of time, mankind has searched for ways to shelter themselves from the elements. Over the centuries, these shelters have evolved from bamboo huts to concrete towers. The last few years, there's been a push to save the planet. Are you ready to embark on a more sustainable lifestyle? Look no further. You're about to enter the adventures of container home living. And now, contractor, radio and TV personality, and your host for Boxcar Universe, Steve DuBell.
Hi, I'm Steve DuBell, host of Boxcar Universe, along with my co-host Mel Alva. And here's what's coming up on this week's edition of Boxcar Universe. Kevin Fulkerson from Cornerstone Design and Legacy Custom Homes AZ, along with Dan Hayden from DEC Building Solutions, are here with us. As I like to call them, the Boxcar Universe Green Team. They are going to explore what it means to build green in 2024. You need to know about these products and services that will help make your new home build a new green built home. All that and more on this week's edition of Boxcar Universe, your home for containers, sustainable lifestyle living.
We have a great show planned for you. Earlier in the week, we were talking about what it means to build green, and we want to carry that through to our show today. And we are joined today in studio by what I like to term the Green Team. We have Dan Hayden from DEC Building Solutions and Kevin Fulkerson from Cornerstone Design. Gentlemen, welcome to the show this morning. Thanks for being part of our green show.
Morning, Steve.
Morning, Steve.
Let's talk a little bit about, we're talking about, everybody's talking, this is green. And when you think about it, let's kind of help define a little bit about the topic, what it really means to build green. Let's talk about a little bit about what does that actually mean?
Steve, one of the things that I think if you look at green is not only products that can be regenerated, reproduced, recycled, but also then saving energy. Because some products we use are a one-time use, but things like wood can be grown again, tree farms, other things, recycled plastics, that type of thing. So it's doing whatever we can to help not only our Earth and our future, but also then with saving energy.
And you also want to talk about when we take into account what it means to build green. Also, somebody will say, okay, well, what can I do as a homeowner to get in that green thinking, we'll call it, so to speak. And Dan, you can help us in that area because one of the things that Dan does is actually do home energy tune-ups. And what happens there, meaning that, well, I'll let Dan explain this to you because it's something that I think is very important that if you have a home, you want to make sure that it is the most energy efficient it can be.
Exactly, Steve. What happens with the energy tune-up for older and newer homes is going through and looking at the entire system. It's kind of like looking at the human body and what works and what doesn't work, and let's go in and make it work better and reduce the carbon footprint of the home for the family and also lower your bills at the same time, because being green can help you save green.
That's true. And, for some of us, you want to kind of bring this into perspective, because sometimes it doesn't really click when you think about it. Well, like for me, I have my computer on. It's a business computer. It's on all the time. But some statistics from the U.S. Department of Energy, for example, a personal computer and monitor of 120 to 150 watts, say it's only on 4 hours a day, 365 days a year, and the energy department has a formula which they use. It works out to be 8.5 cents per kilowatt hour, which translates into dollars and cents, approximately $33.51 a year. And I think a lot of, somebody understanding the dollar amount over that span of time is probably easier to grasp than a kilowatt hour, because most normal people don't understand what that right. value and yeah. what it means, you know, what it represents.
One of the things you want to look at is let's take the old refrigerator, good old faithful gold refrigerator out there and that's working, has worked forever. Well, the cost of that thing operating can keep going up throughout the years. That refrigerator could be costing anywhere from $300 to $400 a year just to operate because it's inefficient, leaks, and is not doing the job without a big price tag.
Well, and how much more energy efficient would you say newer refrigerators or any appliance is in today's market versus, say, 20 years ago?
Well, by wear and tear compared to 20 years ago, I'd say practically 60 to 70% more efficient.
So you might be thinking of, like, Flintstones.
Well, when the refrigerator kicks in and it sounds like the dishwasher grinding away, it's yeah. time to change her out.
That's right. And if you, yeah, it's true. And, you know, I know how many times I've been in people's homes and they've been doing the dishes and they're watching TV. And all of a sudden, the dishwasher kicks in and they have to raise the volume on the TV just to cover up the noise because the dishwasher has gotten so old. And if it's obviously it's making noise because there are other parts, but again, it's as it gets older, it still has to work harder. But like all of us, as we get older, you know, a lot of, you know, things weaken as with age.
They creak.
And they creak. That's right. That's right. Anybody creaking out there? I know the feeling. You know, you get older, you have to do more things to keep yourself more energy efficient. That just not just for the human body, but as well as, you know, the things in your home. Now, talking a little bit about if you want to add on to your home, that's another thing that you want to do, or if you're building a new home, because you have an option here. And I think it requires a lot more planning now because everybody is so much more energy conscious than they were years ago. Well, what materials can I build with that's, you know, besides the traditional, you know, 2x6, 2x4, stucco, you know, basic stick and brick framing. But
well, one of the things, Steve, we can help our customers out with is we can help them plan, number one, the layout of the addition. What's the best way to position that within your house? And considering air conditioning, the side of the house that it's on. Also, window placements, trying to keep windows off the west side. And then when we're going to talk about alternative building materials here in a little bit, but is it really economical for a small project, or is it better to super insulate and do the proper types of placements for a remodel as opposed to when you're building new, when then you can consider alternative things which keeps your cost, the payback quicker, because that is still a consideration in green building.
That's right, and you want to be able to take into account what your home was built in originally to see if it's, again, feasible and if it works to build the addition right. on either in the same type of construction
right.
or, you know, do more, make it more green building. Because obviously if it's something that's big, it's something that probably should be considered more if than you were just adding
sure.
on, you know, a bathroom or something like that.
Sometimes also we want to work with people on if you're doing an addition in an older home especially, that is a good time to spread out the cost of, say, a new air conditioning system, maybe new ductwork, new insulation for the whole house, because it'll bring the cost down if you do it while you're doing the addition to insulate maybe the attic in the whole house, those types of things. Do on an old masonry home. Do you go ahead and then seal up and foam and stucco to get a new look? That's more cost effective to do it at that time. The project may cost more than they wanted to spend, but in the long run, it'll help bring their cost down and there'll be a payback.
It's true. And again, it's not just, you know, we go out a lot of times and speak with people that want to add on to their home, and then all of a sudden there's a lot more to think about than, you know, just adding that room on, because there's other considerations, like you just said. It's a very good point that if you're building on and it's an older home, you may need a new air conditioner.
Can that old AC, you know, well, most of them won't be able to take the additional square footage. And there you create a problem of now the whole house is uncomfortable.
That's true.
And that's why you need a complete evaluation before you start breaking walls and, you know, kicking sticks, you might say.
That's right. That's true. Hang tight. We'll be right back. You're listening to Boxcar Universe.
Hi, I'm Steve Dubell from Ideal Home Improvement. The uncertainty of our economy is very troublesome. Interest rates are rising and inflation is high. The utility cost of energy is forever rising. The good thing is that we as homeowners can do something about our energy bill right now and in the future. Solar energy is literally the best investment you can make at this moment and the most likely to steady your finances through uncertain times. Think about this. If you could have locked down the cost of your energy bill 10 years ago, would you have done it? I think your answer would be yes. Think of the savings you could be enjoying right now as your neighbors who don't have solar are at the mercy of the utility companies. Let Ideal Home Improvement review your energy bill and see what a solar system on your home can do for your family and budget. Just give us a call at 602-332-6203 or email us at steve@idealhomeimprovementaz.com. Let me help you start saving today.
Hi, I'm Sean with Mr. Electric, and I have a tip to help make your life better. One important reminder is to call a qualified electrician when you have frequent problems with blowing fuses or tripping circuit breakers. And when a circuit breaker trips or a fuse blows, it's indicating that you have a problem with some other part of the circuit. If your breaker trips more than once, you should have a qualified electrician come out and take a look at it. Contrary to what may be acceptable, you really shouldn't try to continuously try to reset the breaker because there may be a problem somewhere else down the circuit and you could be causing a fire hazard. There could be a loose connection or some other form of problem on the circuit, and every time you reset the circuit breaker, it could be causing a spark at the other end. We recommend having a qualified electrician come out and check on the condition of the circuit and make sure that the circuit does not have any problems. And it could just be a bad breaker also, but you definitely want to have a qualified electrician check that out. To have someone come out from our team may only take a portion of a day, but it could potentially save you a lot of money or your life. And that's just another way Mr. Electric has the power to make your life better.
Looking for home improvement deals? Go to MaricopaCountyHomeShows.com and click on Home Project Helper Specials to get the best home improvement deals in Arizona. All screened through the Arizona Register of Contractors and the Better Business Bureau of Central and Northern Arizona.
All right, and we are back, and we are talking green today. As promised, joined online with us, we have Tom Heinz from APS. Tom, are you with us?
Yeah, morning, Steve.
Good morning. Welcome. Thank you for taking some time out of your busy schedule today.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, we want to just give our listeners a little bit of insight into some of the things that APS is doing.
It's this time of year that, you know, beautiful weather right now, but we know the heat's coming, and one message I want all your listeners to hear, 50% of all the heat that we get in our homes in Arizona comes in through the windows, like direct sun shining into your windows, 50% of all the heat gain. So the number one best thing you can do is to shade those windows. If you can shade them on the outside of the house, it's about 7 times more effective than shade on the inside of the window because you've stopped the heat gain before it even gets into your house.
Right, exactly.
So number one thing that I always recommend to customers is keep those windows shaded. I don't care if you use a window tint, a shade screen, an awning, landscaping, whatever it takes, that's the best way that you can save a lot of money, save a lot of energy, and keep your home more comfortable.
What about the APS Energy Star Home Program? Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, this one is so near and dear to my heart because we're growing in Arizona. Obviously, we're not building quite as many homes this year as we did last year and the year before. But we're growing, and we should grow smart. And Energy Star Homes, first of all, Energy Star is a federal government program. It's EPA and Department of Energy. And they have a label that you've probably seen on computers and other home appliances. When people are out there shopping, it's really simple. You look for that label, and it tells you that that product has earned the label because it's at least 20% more efficient than the standard product that's out there. So no different on homes. We have our APS Energy Star Homes program. We're working now with, we have over 29 builders here in Arizona, 110-plus communities where you can go if you're shopping for a new home. I would really encourage you, look for an APS Energy Star home. They have better insulation, better windows, energy efficient air conditioners, really tight construction, and then we bring in some fresh air so that not only, you know, are we worried about the green and our overall environment, but our indoor environment too. So you've got some nice, fresh, healthy air to breathe. And, you know, just like I was saying, with Energy Star homes, it's 5 to 6 to 7 times more cost effective to build these things into the home rather than trying to retrofit them down the road. And so I just really would encourage folks, if you are shopping for a home, look for that Energy Star and ask your builder about it. Like I said, we've got actually 28 builders in all over the state of Arizona, big production builders all the way down to very small custom builders, all different price ranges. All of this stuff, information about our CFL program, about Energy Star homes and where to find them, all of it is on APS.com. Lots of great information on there about how to go green.
You know, and you mentioned one thing earlier. We were talking about the windows. We do a lot of window changeouts where people now, because of, you know, the way the market, housing market is, they're looking within and saying, you know, I want to stay here, but what can I do to improve my home? And, you know, I can't tell you how many of those old steel casement windows that we're pulling out, single pane, that are, you know, glazed in, where the energy, you might as well not have the window there under today's standards. It just, like, the heat just, you know, comes right into your home. To go in there and put a low-E dual-pane window in there just to keep, you know, just to, you'd be amazed if you just tuned up your windows what the yeah. energy savings would be.
And I'll tell you what's nice about that is you also get a better look. You get better sound, you know, obviously, you know, better sound protection. And I'll tell you, the low-E glass is one of the best innovations in technology, especially for desert living. It's going to make your home so much more comfortable. You're going to save on your energy bills. And then a nice added bonus is it blocks a lot of the UV radiation. And so for those who have, you know, fabrics, couches, carpets, draperies, it really does an amazing job at keeping those a lot more, the colors a lot more bright in our, you know, we do have some harsh desert sun here. So it's a great way to keep that out and at the same time save on your energy bills.
That's great. Well, Tom, thanks so much for taking some time with us this morning. We really appreciate all your tips. And for those of you wanting those tips, make sure you go to APS.com. Check out all the information about lighting and the Energy Star Homes program. And Tom, I know you're busy. We'll let you go.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All righty. And again, words of wisdom. Make sure that you take a look at that lighting, because those are ways that you could save money and put green in your pocket. So make sure you take a look at that.
Hang tight. We'll be right back. You're listening to Boxcar Universe.
Hi, I'm Mike Wolf, real estate investor, mentor, and philanthropist. If you're tired of working for someone else 9 to 5 and want to get started in real estate investing, contact me at info@mikewolfmastery.com. If you'd like a new home, let Boxcar Universe be your success guide for designing your dream container home or pool. Listen every week to Boxcar Universe.
Hi, I'm Patricia Cara, actor, model, host, and author of my new book, Dream On, Now Deliver. It is my guide to you for success in the entertainment industry. Well, if you are dreaming of a new home, let Boxcar Universe be your success guide for your dream container home or pool. Listen every week to Boxcar Universe.
Stardust Building Supplies is your home improvement thrift store. Find salvaged and gently used cabinetry, doors, windows, appliances, lighting, plumbing, and much more. Save money, be green, and support the community. Shop and donate at Stardust Building Supplies Valley locations. For more info, visit stardustbuilding.org.
All right, and we are back, and you're listening to Boxcar Universe right here from the beautiful and palatial Boxcar Studios here in Phoenix, Arizona.
Right now, we want to get back to our discussion about green building. And Kevin, tell us a little bit about you know, the different types of construction materials we're talking about when we're talking about building green.
Right, but Steve, there's many, many systems out there. Some of the more familiar ones are insulated concrete forms, also known as ICFs, SIPS panels, structural insulated panels. There's foam and metal stud wall systems. There's also straw bale and rammed earth and things like that. And all these systems have their place and different there's different things about them that people would want to consider. One of the things that when somebody is doing green building that you need to consider is the cost. Most people get shocked when they find out what the alternative systems do cost, although straw bale is much cheaper, but most people aren't going to build a straw bale home. It's a technology that's not used that much. So something you have to consider is do your research. A lot of contractors are not familiar, so they don't like to build with them or they don't know who to get the subcontractors. Most systems are not user-friendly. There are some out there. There's one we have at the show with us. It looks like a big Lego. Stacks very easily, very easy to use. Probably right now, from my research, one of the least least expensive in the ICF system, about a third less than the others to do installed. Still more expensive than wood or masonry. Actually, masonry is about the same. So you have to do your research and know what you're doing.
Okay, but now taking into account, yes, if I'm going to spend more money for the initial construction, Dan, how is that going to translate into dollars later on down the road with the energy factor?
Well, the energy factor, when you actually do your initial investment, your house will actually have a better resale value. Because you'll have a lower utility bills for the different areas across the board, which will give you a better resale value because you can, you know, promote your house with, I've done this to improve the house to make it, you know, save me more money, so therefore you can go for a higher loan.
Well,
that's so right. You can, by reducing your energy use costs, you can get a higher loan value out of the house, a higher appraisal.
All right. And especially when we're looking for edges for people to sell their homes, especially in today's market, one of the things that we need to take care of is not just showing it well. And, you know, and granted, I'm not putting them, you know, people that go out and, you know, set up homes so they show well. That has its place and it is very important. But again, looking at some of the other structural things, energy wise things, if you could go in and show, well, you know, I had my home scanned with my Dan Star Trek tricorder, which
infrared.
The infrared, and found out where all the leaks and cracks were and where you could take care of some of these issues to make your home more or less tighter so it doesn't leak energy and waste your money, then you have a selling point that maybe the neighbor across the street who has the identical house doesn't have that advantage.
Yeah, if you have two homes, let's say 10 to 11 years old, one has had a tune-up and can show the actual facts of where the percentage of savings is going to be, and the other one hasn't. I mean, the house will show, both houses will show well, but who actually shows in service? The one that's been tuned up, because that'll save them money, because that way the second largest bills in a home next to your mortgage will be your utilities.
Okay.
And you want those reduced so you can have, so the mortgage payment won't hurt as much.
It's true. That's right. You don't want that mortgage payment. That, believe me, those mortgage payments hurt bad enough if you don't want to make them any worse. One of the other things, too, we were talking about, you know, appliances, but talk a bit about the air conditioning factor. Now, I know, for instance, you know, when I first moved here in 89, you know, I had, you know, I bought a track home here, a modest home. It wasn't anything spectacular. But when I went and built my new custom home 2 years ago, we decided that we were going to put, much like Dan said, put your dollars and invest them when you build originally. And
right.
One of the areas that you could put in is not just buying efficient, you know, energy efficient windows and doors, but as well as putting it in to air conditioning. And we put in one of the best Train units that out there with the Clean Effects air system in. And, you know, we love it. I mean, it works, keeps the energy bills down, especially with a larger home. You know, you're going to save money.
That's a good area to look at, Steve. One of the things you can do is no matter what system you use, is you get your home sealed up tight, the proper insulation, alternative system for building, get it sealed up tight, and then get a system such as you have, a higher SEER system, Most of them run with a two-speed fan, has a low speed that runs constantly, which does two things. It makes it feel cooler. You can set your thermostat higher. You got moving air. It feels cooler. You can use a smaller unit by using super energy type walls. And then the other thing that you can do is use it. You have a smaller system, so you don't need as much air conditioning. One thing we do need to bring up, which Dan and I were talking about earlier, is if you seal that house very, very tight, you need to put an exchanger in there, because you can get what's called a sick house by not having the proper air exchanges. You can actually get physically sick. So you need to know, have the right equipment with an exchanger on there, so you're continually getting fresh air, but it's preconditioned. Keeps your costs down.
That's true.
One of the things I've seen that's a tragedy is I see these people going around and putting foam all the way around those holes at the bottom of the stucco. I see this every day, and then I walk inside the house, and I see this mold staining on the inside walls. Well, the walls have to breathe, because there's moisture that you may not see, because we're human beings that are wet. The inside of this house is wet. It's got to breathe out. You've got to let everything come down those exterior walls and vent out.
Right. Now, one thing you got, and this is a very good point we bring up, because there are companies out there that actually seal your home up to keep the bugs and stuff back. But the one thing that you want to make sure of, there are holes, like you said, at the bottom. Seal the flange against the stem wall. Mm-hmm. Leave the holes alone, because the house has to breathe, and we need to make sure that...
Don't seal that weep screen.
Yeah, the weep screen.
That's right. Well, and Steve, within our building practices on, let's say, 2x6 wall systems, one of the things you can do to stop the air loss, air infiltration, is use a product called Tyvek. It's a building paper wrap. It allows the house to breathe, but it keeps out that airflow. So those are some things we can incorporate for not a lot of extra money, and keep your utility costs down, and then get a payback right away for you.
Okay. All right. Words of wisdom, and we will have more words of wisdom on the other side of the break. Hang tight. We'll be right back. You're listening to Boxcar Universe.
Alva with Alva Interiors and co-host of Boxcar Universe. As a professional interior designer with over 22 years experience, I'm excited to bring my knowledge to the Boxcar Universe show. As a full-service interior design studio, we see your designs from the conceptual phase through to the styling and furnishing of your home. At Alva Interiors, our team approaches every design project with a fashion meets design sense to execute timeless interiors. Style that makes a statement. You can find us on the web at alvainteriorsaz.com, on Facebook at alvainteriorsaz, and on Instagram at alvainteriors.
This is Mel Alva, your co-host of Boxcar Universe. With today's trends to live a more sustainable lifestyle, you definitely want to choose a container home builder you can trust. Tailored Container Homes can give you that peace of mind. Taria Shepherd, the owner, along with her knowledgeable staff, can guide you through the process of achieving your dream, your own container home. From design to completion, satisfaction is guaranteed. Contact them today at www.tailoredcontainerhomes.com or call 380-900-7588. That's 380-900-7588.
All right, and we are back, and you're listening to Boxcar Universe right here from the beautiful and palatial Boxcar Studios here in Phoenix, Arizona. Gentlemen, we want to wrap up some things here. Dan, tell us a little bit. Walk us through the project. Okay, for instance, and for these are for your our listeners out there and say thinking about I'm going to do one or the other. I'm either going to add on to my home, but I want to make my home energy efficient at the same time. First thing you need to do is give us a call, and we could come out and talk to you and lay out a plan and evaluate what you have, so we can better guide you into what you'd want to do and take those ideas and create them for you, so you have a beautiful, enhanced home that you can be very proud of for your friends and family. But, Dan, tell us a little bit about, for instance, someone calls, we want to go out and do an energy evaluation. Give us a quick overview of how that works.
Okay, well, the first step would be to, you know, set up the appointment. We'll come out for the energy survey itself. It's a couple hundred dollars, which will be the best couple hundred dollars you'll spend in the next 7 years.
Yeah, it's better than going to Vegas, that's for
sure. That's right, because you take it to Vegas, it stays in Vegas.
That's right.
And the house up there wins, not down here.
That's right. The house always wins in Vegas.
But the best thing to do is this way it helps give you a guide of the highest to lowest priority things to go after at the house that's proficiently analyzed with this program to see where to spend your money at the first, you know, when you go to pull the trigger to spend your money, what areas are the highest priority. And that way you have this, a 36-page guideline with a 7-year breakdown of what the cost backs are of the areas that you need to improve to improve the carbon footprint and the energy savings of the home.
That's true. Now, if we want to go to take it a step further and we're going to add on to the home, the next thing that we need to take into account is, okay, how would you like to build the addition on, as well as taking into account the budget that you have, because obviously we run into people all the time. They're, you know, it's like that old thing, that old saying, like, you know, you're a kid, you're in the kitchen, you see the cupcakes on the counter, and there's like a dozen of them there, and you want all of them, okay? But you can't have all of them. You can only have some of them, because in today's grown-up world, you only have so much money. So that's going to kind of tailor exactly how you're going to build this addition and energize your home and become more energy efficient. So that's going to have a direct reflection on the type of construction products that you use to build more green. And that's right. Where Kevin comes in.
Well, one of the things we can do, Steve, is we can come out and you and I can sit down with the client, and for a small amount of money up front, again, you can save a lot by spending a little up front. We can come out, we can consult with them, and give them an overview of their project. We can do research, if needed, on are there existing building permits or additions and things that were done without a permit, and keep people out of trouble there. What's some approximate cost? Spend a little money up front to see if they can even do the project. Then do you need plans? Give them a price to get a set of plans done, which then gets them into, you know, final pricing. But a lot of people get locked into a contract with someone when they really don't know the final cost, or they've been given a price that's way out of their budget, and they don't know, can they get it done cheaper? So again, spend a little money up front, become educated, and then decide if you can do a project.
That's true, and that's what we try and do here, because it's so very important to make sure, as we always said, a homeowner with tools can be a dangerous thing. Also, the knowledge that you get by listening every Saturday morning, as well as doing your own research, I want to provoke thought so that you go out and make the right decisions. And that's one of the things. Spend some extra money up front. If you're a person that just wants to, hey, I want to build, you know, 500, 600, 800 square feet onto your house, but have no clue what to do,
right?
You have to spend this money up front to get educated, to understand, you know, exactly what I'm going to do. And so that also that knowledge will help you in discussing what you want with the different contractors that come in that you may call, because, right, you know, don't take that first person that knocks on your door and says, oh, I could sell you windows, you'll become more energy efficient, and just say yes without knowing what kind of company it is, how much they're going to cost. You know, you have to – knowledge will help your negotiations.
And the R value and all those things, because like with our systems, that what we use is we have like a what's up meter to see which appliances may be eating you alive and your meter spinning because of that. We also have the infrared camera to see where things are leaking. Leaks can run, but they can't hide because we have hot air coming in the houses, especially the older ones, all over the place. So with this analysis, you guys can sit down and find out where the best bang for their buck will be.
All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank all our listeners who are out there listening to Boxcar Universe. Remember, we are your source for cutting-edge information on container homes and container pools. But let Mel and I design and build your next dream container home. And you can always email us at boxcarliving@gmail.com or steve@boxcaruniverse.com. But remember, you can always listen to us on any podcast player. Let us containerize your lifestyle. Have a great week.
You're a great American. I love you.